This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Continuing our look at the proposed Transportation Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, or the TSPLOS, that goes before voters at the end of July. In our last conversation, we spoke with one of the opponents, Colleen Kiernan, director of the Georgia chapter of the Sierra Club. Now a view from the other side, Jeff Dickerson is communications consultant with the Citizens for Transportation Mobility. Jeff Dickerson, good to have you.
Thank you.
Part of the critique of the transportation project list that goes before Metro Atlanta voters, and it comes from both sides of the transit debate, both supporters and opponents of transit say the transit projects that are on this list are, number one, not specific, and number two, really don't take the projects to their completion. So people don't really know either that they'll get done or how much they'll end up paying for them in the end. Isn't that part of the problem in making the case here?
Not at all. I don't think so. I don't know that there's a transit project nationally that is funded to completion at a local level. There's almost always some state or federal funding involved, and there is in these projects as well.
But doesn't that raise the question of, okay, we're relying here on kind of a wing and a prayer, as Colleen Kiernan put it, that the feds will come in and help us finish these projects?
I don't think that that's the real objection. I think that the Sierra Club's real objection is that there's not enough transit in this in our project list, that there is more, and I think they had in their press release that there was more sprawl and roads that created more sprawl in the project list, and we think that we've got a good balance actually of transit projects and road projects that do the best job of serving people in our region.
Well, that is part of their objection, but I think the other part of what she was saying was we would like to see transit and we'd like to see a commitment to it, and if the projects aren't defined and aren't funded, we won't even get that.
I think that they are defined. I think we have a clearly defined project in the Clifton Corridor. We have a clearly defined project for bus rapid transit in South DeKalb County for $225 million. We have clearly defined transit projects in Cobb County up to Acworth and Kennesaw. So I think that we have clearly defined transit projects in this referendum that go a long way toward bringing more transit to our region. And we've been criticized from the left for not having enough transit, criticized from the right for having too much transit. We think that we have a good balance.
But to come back to the funding question, you're saying that up front that the transit projects, the funding for them going in is not funded through to completion, and that that by itself is not a problem?
No, it certainly isn't a problem. I think that once the federal government sees that the region has come together as one region for the first time and has committed to funding certain projects, that we'll see federal money flow from that to those projects. That's always been the case. Our problem in Metro Atlanta is that we have not ever come together as one region. So this would be unprecedented for us to go to Washington as one region and say, here are the projects that we would like to see funded, and to receive funding for those projects. So I think that it's a very different kind of approach than we've ever had before in our region.
You mentioned the question of the balance between transit and new road projects. Is there an assumption here with the 34% for new roadway capacity, that we still can build ourselves out of sprawl and congestion? And is that assumption a valid one?
I don't think that it's based on an assumption that we can build our way out of sprawl. I think that it's based on the geography of our region, which knows no natural boundaries, and we just keep growing and growing. There are needs for additional roads and road improvements and road widenings in many communities in the 10-county area of the region. Many of those are funded under the regional transportation referendum. We think thoughtfully. 200,000 people have participated in this process and have come to the table and said, these are the improvements that we think will relieve congestion in our areas. And so we think that we have a good list, and we think that we have a good balance of roads and transit. There are many who think that we should pass this time around and come back in 2 years with a better list of projects. But what we're hearing from the right is that they want a better list in 2 years that includes no transit, and the transit proponents want a better list in 2 years that includes no roads. And we'd be right back at the stalemate that we've always found ourselves in this region.
But isn't this a time, and it's certainly the argument really from both sides, for something bold, as you put it? And if you go for something that gives a little something to everyone, do you end up with not just a project list that doesn't satisfy everyone, but a set of solutions that isn't comprehensive enough to address the problem? It's just a little bit here and a little bit there.
I think that it is bold when the region comes together for the first time ever and commits to investing $8.5 billion over 10 years into transportation. It's a very bold move for Metro Atlanta. Again, it's unprecedented. It's something we've never done before, Dennis. You've been here a long time, as have I. And we've seen city fight suburbs and suburbs fight city and state fight both. And we've never come together as a region. And this is a very bold initiative for the roundtable, the regional roundtable, 21 leaders throughout the 10-county area, liberals and conservatives and Democrats and Republicans, to come together for the first time ever. It's unprecedented. It's bold. It's visionary. It's reminiscent of those huge steps that we've taken in the past to move our region forward, whether it was building the busiest airport in the world or building MARTA or winning the Olympics in 1996. It will create 200,000 new jobs. It's a bold and daring plan just to bring everybody together, the 10 counties together, to vote for the first time as a region. I think it's a very bold and visionary move.
On that point about bringing counties together, you certainly have to sell this in the Metro Atlanta area, which is where the center of the population is, the counties of Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb, Gwinnett. Yet, part of the objection from folks like the Sierra Club has been, look, these decisions were made by groups that gave equal representation to all of the jurisdictions, even if they were much smaller. There was no accounting made for the population, no weight given to where most of the people were. Do you end up then continuing a decision-making process that doesn't give the appropriate weight to the people from whom you need the most votes, the folks in Fulton, Cobb, DeKalb, and Gwinnett?
If you look at the project list, it's weighted appropriately. When you look at, for instance, the interchange at I-285 and Georgia 400, it's a project that will benefit everyone in the region, or the Clifton Corridor, or the Beltline, or $225 million for bus rapid transit for South DeKalb that can actually be used as a down payment for heavy rail to Wesley Chapel and on east to Stonecrest Mall. Those are the major components of this plan that serve a very large number of people in the region, both in DeKalb and Metro Atlanta and in the region at large. And so part of the problem that we faced is folks looking at this very parochially instead of in a regional way. Many of the projects on the list are regional in nature and benefit commuters in Metro Atlanta in a regional way. They benefit everyone.
Would the Beltline, though, be among those? That has been a lightning rod for opponents, particularly from outside of Atlanta, who say, look, Beltline might be wonderful, but why should we have to pay for this, which is an inside Atlanta project and one about which they have, anyway, some doubts to begin with?
I think it's a regional project. The Beltline holds the promise of being able to attract density and more people to the central city, to Atlanta. This is particularly true as we see 3 million more people projected to move here over the next 20 years. Many of them are young professionals with jobs, and they'll look for places to live where there are easy transportation options for them. The Beltline makes that possible. At the same time, it preserves the integrity of suburban communities. It puts the brakes on sprawl and growth farther out because you have transportation options in town and you have the kind of infrastructure that helps to develop density in the city. And so I do think that it's a regional project. It's also been criticized for being an economic development project. And I always say if there's a project on the list that isn't an economic development project, we should take it off. because it's all about moving goods and services and people through our region in a more economically efficient manner.
Part of the critique on both the left and the right has been doing this via a sales tax, the left saying it's a regressive form of taxation, the right saying it's a tax increase, period. But there's also a question as to whether we can do this with something that weights the burden of paying for these projects on the people who actually use them, either through some form of transportation, like a parking tax, for instance, for cars, or for making those who would use the mass transit system pay the burden of that. What's wrong with that approach as opposed to saying, let's make somebody who buys, you know, hardware or something pay for it?
Well, you know, a parking tax, and that's, I think that's one of the proposals of the Sierra Club, and I certainly understand their reasons for it, but it has the effect of penalizing people for driving. And there are an awful lot of people in our region who, whether they want to or not, have to drive just because of the logistics of Metro Atlanta. You have to have a car. You have to drive for most people. A parking tax would penalize them for driving. What we're trying to do with the regional transportation referendum is relieve drivers, not penalize drivers. We're trying to give them some relief from traffic and congestion and being stuck in traffic and the costs associated with it. And so I think that that's probably why a sales tax is a far better approach. You're able to raise considerably more with a penny than you would, say, with a gas tax. You'd probably have to have a gas tax that's 20 cents to raise as much as you would with a penny sales tax.
Don't we have room, though, to raise the gasoline tax some? Because we have such a low gasoline tax, and it doesn't reflect the costs to the region of all the driving we do.
Yes, but I think that we have to do what's politically palatable. And we've seen over the years that that just is a proposal that hasn't gone very far. That's been the case in the General Assembly for many, many years now. Nor has it been possible really to diversify the gas tax and to have some of that money raised by the gas tax spent on transit, for instance. It's all dedicated to roads. So this is an opportunity for the region to do something for itself. And one of the other advantages of a sales tax, of course, is that everybody who flies into Hartsfield and buys lunch or dinner is going to help us improve our transportation system in Metro Atlanta.
You just raised the point of political realism. The question then is, how realistic are the proponents of the tax being with the voters when they say, look, it's now or never. If this fails, we won't come back to this again. We won't have another shot at this. So go ahead and vote on this when the opponents are saying, look, if this fails, we'll take another shot at it. You can't just do nothing.
We are not Seattle, Dennis. We don't have Seattle's politics. We don't have Seattle's demographics. We don't have Seattle's geography. It's a very different place here. We can't just come back in 2 years. This is unprecedented for the state of Georgia to delegate this responsibility to regions throughout the state. It has never been done before. And we don't know that the General Assembly will ever allow it to happen again. So it very well might be a once-only opportunity. The governor has certainly alluded to that fact. Could we come back in a couple of years and try it again? Yes. But I think that we need, if we're going to talk about political reality, we need to face the reality that we will be dealing with the same conflicting interests then than we have now. And we need to be able to balance those interests so that we can move our collective interest and need to improve our transportation infrastructure forward.
So then how do you address the question that many voters will have, which is, when I hear that we may not be able to come back with this again in a couple of years, and I look at a project list that, rightly or wrongly, I believe isn't defined or doesn't have all the funding that I would like to see, I'm being asked to buy something on a combination of fear and blind faith.
I don't think that it's fear and blind faith when you have 157 projects identified and dedicated. These projects are going to be built. So there's no fear and blind faith associated with that at all. This is one of the few times ever that we have the opportunity to decide for ourselves instead of having the state government decide for us how we're going to move forward with our transportation investments. It's unprecedented. And instead of fear and blind faith, we're going into this with our eyes wide open. We know exactly what we're going to do. We know exactly what we're going to fund. We have 157 projects. We'll have more than that at the end of the day when the counties decide what they're going to do with their 15% share. So I think that we have a better understanding now more than ever with this project and with this referendum exactly how we're going to propel our region forward with these transportation improvements.
Are you confident that you will be able to prevail here, or do you think it'll be very close?
I think that it will be close, but I think that we will prevail, absolutely. And I think that on the first chance, on the first try, Metro Atlanta will do the right thing and come together as a region.
Jeff Dickerson is communications consultant for Citizens for Transportation Mobility. Jeff Dickerson, thanks very much for being with us, and obviously we'll be talking more as the July 31st vote approaches. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.